For the first time since 2019, the Hayes Arts Council will be hosting a fundraising art sale. Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's Summer Shakedown, a new and recycled art sale. And in fact, on the top of the flyer, it says, with everything from kitsch to colossal, it's time for a summer shakedown. And every once in a while, people bring us in some nice pieces of art or a sculpture or some nice framed decorative print. Sometimes it's even more decorative items, but maybe that they bought from, you know, nice decorator designer sites, but it's not necessarily original art. And so obviously we don't throw those things away. And so we've ended up with a fair amount of those stored. We did one of these sale, almost like an art garage sale kind of thing. But it's all art, so that's why I've called it Summer Shakedown. And so we thought this is a great time to clean it out, to clean out some storage, to, you know, move some things around, let people be able to get some really nice art at some really great prices, because we're going to make sure everything looks really nice. This is not going to look garage sale. We're going to do it in the Arts Council. But as we start the fiscal year, we work on a fiscal year, so it's July 1 to June 30th every year. So just having started a new fiscal year, you know, there's we want to keep up all the programming we do, all the school stuff we do, the general operations, and we operate incredibly frugally, truly, as most people attest when they hear what our budget is. But, you know, it still takes money. And we always, you know, because of a few investments and this and that, you know, there's a little bit in reserves we can tap if we need to each year. But this past year, in the last year, in the last 11 months, actually, we have replaced two of the HVAC units at the Arts Council. So anybody who's ever done that knows what that costs. Mm-hmm. So that's caused us to tap into reserves. And so to ensure that either we don't need to tap into that anymore this year, or to maybe replenish some of that, certainly to shore up, just, you know, to have a good fiscal year, to be responsible and sound, it's like, well, yeah, let's do this fundraiser. So this is definitely a fundraiser. So we're hoping we can make some money by capitalizing on things we've got, things somebody else might want, and who doesn't like a good sale? Mm-hmm. And what I want to let everybody know is not only will we have some things like that, but every time we do this, and when I say every time, we haven't done it since 2019. And I'm hoping what will happen again is in 2019, when we did this, we said, hey, if you've got anything that you want to go ahead and kind of clean out, please let us have it. You know, we're definitely going to protect it. Like I said, we've still got stuff from 3 years ago, because when it's nice art or good items, we don't toss that. And sometimes you've got like a piece of art or something lovely that you really know is special and lovely and you still like it. It just doesn't fit your home anymore, or you're just not using it because you've gotten other things. But it's like, man, I don't want to just toss that or take it to one of the traditional, like, you know, the community assistance center, the thrift store, who sometimes actually send work back to us because they know that their organization, the kind of service they provide, doesn't necessarily always include things that might be a little, you know, have a little bigger price tag, like nice art pieces or something. And so give that to us. And if you're somebody who itemizes and things, we can make notes, write out the paperwork, that documents you gave us this item that you did pay this much for once upon a time, and you can use it for tax deductions. But we've gotten some nice pieces like that over the years. And so I'd like to encourage anybody who's got things like that. You've got some gorgeous ceramic bowls that you got on some wonderful student sale at Fort Hayes, or that you picked up at some big art fair from somebody else, or you've got some beautiful framed paintings or reproduction art or prints, or even if it's unframed work, you just never got around to framing it, but you're ready to have it have a good home. We'll help find it a good home while you help the home of Hayes' longest running art scene. And so it's like a win-win all the way around. And we will accept those anytime during our regular operating hours through August the 4th. We're hoping we have everything by then so we can start the organization process. And this kickoff event, the opening, will be Thursday, August the 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. We wanted to do it in kind of that garage sale type hours where it's a little, you know, where it's more the after work, end of work day. So anybody who's interested can come. We don't want to have it be something that's hard for people to attend. But then on Friday, Saturday, and the next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to continue the sale during our regular operating hours, because this will be in the Hayes Arts Center this year, not in the annex. So when things come down, hopefully we'll put other things up. So it's also an exhibition, because there'll be things that'll just be cool to see. But, you know, we'll just have some really great things. It's recycling at its best for things that really matter and can really bring a little spark and life and fun and color into your life. If your student's coming back to campus and you're back by then, what a great way to get some nice things for for your new digs. And we just ask anybody who is kind enough, generous enough to maybe want to donate a piece or two to us, again, to help with fundraising efforts. This is definitely more of this new and recycled art, decorative art reproductions, decorative items, not traditional garage sale items, none of those. And so not even books or craft kits or things like that. But we want to make sure, like I said, it actually is kind of a cool exhibition in there as well. But if you've got anything, please, you can give us a call. Just bring it by. Anything during our regular operating hours. Follow us on Facebook. I didn't put a post up yesterday. I've also got the flyer that we both have in front of us that I'm talking about on our website. So if you want to go, I just want to read it over because Brenda talked too fast, like normal. But I've got the info on there as well with our phone number and the kind of things that are in it. But paintings, reproduction and decorative art, ceramics, sculpture, photographs, fiber art, fine art prints, handcrafted jewelry, pottery, frames, decorative items. But again, just art recycling at its best. I do know there's some artists that have already indicated that they're going to bring us some pieces out of their own stash of work, meaning it'll be new work. It won't be work that came by way of somebody else, not that there's any difference in that. But it will be both new and recycled art, and it will be great fun. So mark your calendar for Thursday, August 11th to come. But if you've got anything you can share with us beforehand, whether you're a member of the Arts Council or not, please give us a call. Let us know. Bring it by. We'd be honored, thrilled, and most grateful to have it.
Very cool. Very cool. You're definitely going to find me down there. I love this.
I know. It's great fun. And we do try to make the prices really good. And we'll probably try to put pieces up, some special things. I've got a beautiful John Thorne someone brought in, exquisitely framed. Looks like it's brand new out of a gallery. A gorgeous Frank Nichols, exquisitely framed. Looks like it's out of a gallery. And there's a number of other things. Those are just two that on the top of my head. If there's people who may remember Lawrence Reynolds, a really cool dude who did some really neat wood sculpture with socio-political statements and things, we received a nice stash of his work, had some pieces out on the garage sale we did in 19. Then everything's been stored away since, you know, during the pandemic years, we didn't do anything like this, but we'll have some more of Lawrence's things out. We've got a really cool bronze sculpture by Gordon Sherman that was found in his stash after we had the big exhibition. Much in the way of casting bronze, but we've got one of those. And those are just a few of the things. There's a variety of other things, pottery, ceramics, and again, some really cool decorator items that are, I think some of them actually are brand new, quite frankly, if not almost brand new, still in boxes and things, and that we'll be sharing. We've got a beautiful stash of Thomas Kincaid Christmas ornaments, collectible Christmas ornaments.
Love
and
those.
Christmas decorative items. So again, kind of in that collectible mold, but certainly not original art, but in that collectible mold that we'll be having out. So we had some out when we had the sale in 19, but we had so many that we've still got a wonderful stash that we haven't even brought out. So it'll be great fun. So August the 11th for the kickoff. And if you've got anything before then, give us a call, bring it by, or let us know.
Perfect. Now, we got to talk about this because there's always an exhibition going on, always something to see down at the Arts Council. What since it's been a month since we've talked, what's going on down
We're
there
We're continuing
currently?
The summer art walk exhibitions. The one in the main and hall gallery areas is by Wendy Tan. It's called Exploring Nature, and there's a collection of the majority of the paintings are more of an abstract painting representing sort of like being lost in interwoven kind of areas or... It's the idea is sort of that lost in the woods kind of feel, you know, being surrounded by nature, being, you know, just, you know, sort of going through layers of things. But she does have a couple of more traditional representational paintings in there. But again, tying into her nature theme, there are also some small porcelain ceramic items that fit into that, as well as some of these wonderful big ant sculptures that Wendy is known for and that were the centerpiece of her big MFA show, which was only a year ago. So there's sculpture, ceramics, and paintings by Wendy Tan. And then in our Founders Gallery, it's a very small, minimalistic kind of exhibition, which was done on purpose. A talented young woman named Bethany Panhorst, who is teaching out at Oakley, lives in Quinner and teaching at Oakley now, working on finishing her master's. She went low res after they hired her for the job out there. And so this was going to have been her MFA time, but instead it's a mini sort of preview minimalist approach to her MFA, which this show is called of dust. And so it's interesting takes on just, you know, our role sort of in the universe and some interesting aspects on bodies and even death, but not from a gore, gruesome, almost that fascinating role that it's had in history, things we learn, things that some things actually even inspired by some biblical passages and things like that. But a very minimal, it fills the gallery, but it's a very minimal kind of an exhibition. Very cool and very powerful. And there's write-ups for both Wendy and Bethany. So what's nice is each one of them gives you a little insight into their exhibition and what they've done if you take just a couple of minutes to read it.
Very cool. You should check it out.
Yes.
And you mentioned that's coming off of the last art walk, but planning for the next one's on the way.
Absolutely. On Friday, August 26th, it'll be an evening art walk like the summer one was as we're in these hot days. So not a Saturday. It is back to being a Friday. Friday, August 26th will be the fall art walk. So mark your calendars for that as well. Be watching for more information. If anybody is interested in participating as a location or as an artist, I don't care if you're young, if it's a body of children's work, if you're an esteemed professional, if you're a student, you know, wanting to test your work out there in a general audience before you have your senior show or your MFA show, although we'll probably have some of those on the art walk. Just hook up with a place. If you need a little more background info, let me know. But again, the Arts Council doesn't necessarily guarantee that we're going to find every artist a place or find every location an artist. We want locations and artists to reach out to each other, make relationships, make connections, because then you know, is this a fit for the place? Can I even put my things up in there? Is this something that they will allow me to work on, you know, that afternoon before? Make those relationships and connections. Most places, especially in and around the downtown area, are very excited about participating on an art walk. And if they've got some options, they're thrilled to actually have someone come to them. But so on both ends, please reach out, because it'll be a really great night. We've got some great things already lined up. The anchor of it, again, will be what we have at the Hayes Arts Council, and a gentleman named Rodney Wood, who does some of the most amazing, everybody's going to absolutely love it. It's like, it's mystical or fantasy realism, magical realism. They're realistic pieces, but there's this kind of interesting, mysterious edge to things where it's just a little bit, wow. You know, wow is just something we're going to be hearing on these. Really cool. Rodney just moved here from Trinidad, Colorado. A lot of gallery representation, experience, sales all over literally the world. Collectors that live in other countries and things, cool things. And we're going to have a big body of original things by him, but then this incredible collection of reproduction works, because all the originals have been sold and they're amazing. And it's all features these cool animals in these mysterious, mystical kind of settings. And then Phil Epp, an incredible artist, lives at Newton, and Michael Yilk will be having an exhibition of lithographs in our Founders Gallery. Phil does dry point, Mick does copper plate etchings. And it will be a really cool exhibition, and the perfect venue will be that dark gallery, our Founders Gallery. So three incredibly acclaimed, award-winning, highly respected, on not only a statewide but national and in some cases even international level. And that will be the anchor of the art walk. But there's going to be a whole lot of other stuff falling into place as well. So mark your calendar Friday, August 26th. Mark your calendar for the kickoff of the sale, which will run a week, on August the 11th, and follow us on Facebook. Check out our website to make sure you don't miss any of this good info.
Absolutely. Brenda, as always, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. It's fun to be able to share all this good stuff and hope people will take advantage. And again, anybody with something to donate, give us a call and help us have a good year financially while we get back into the schools.
Absolutely. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. Absolutely.